Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Susan Quagan is the chair of Department of Medicine at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, which is, I don't even know where to start because I know you've got so many issues you're facing, but let's start with this. How many research grants have been stopped in the past few months that have just kind of shut down some of your research projects?
Right. A terrific question, and thank you so much for having me on today. So across the university, it's approximately 1,300 grants that are frozen. In the Department of Medicine, the department that I'm chair of, that number is about 400 individual grants. So, you know, since March 26, we haven't received a single dollar from NIH for these grants that were awarded to Northwestern. And we still haven't received any formal written communication that the grants are frozen. We've received no communication how we might restore these grants. So it really is an urgent and a really, really devastating situation.
And what's happening at Northwestern is not unique. It's happening at universities across the country, correct?
Yes, although it's not happening at every university, and Northwestern has been hit pretty hard. And, you know, the grants, and I think you mentioned in the intro, you know, what's happening in labs. And absolutely, you know, the research that goes on at Feinberg School of Medicine is all focused on advancing human health. Some of that is in the labs. It's discovery research, bringing those next cures to the bedside. But it's also clinical trials. So we have federally funded clinical trials currently frozen with thousands of patients enrolled. These are heart clinical trials as well as cancer clinical trials across all sorts of different cancers. And these trials are so large, they're run out of Northwestern. An example on atrial fibrillation, which is in a regular heartbeat. The lead investigator, Dr. Passman, has 85 subawards around the country. So 1,600 patients already enrolled in this clinical trial are at risk because these funds are all frozen. And this is across states. It's in Florida, Texas, Minnesota, Ohio, California. So it truly is just a horrendous situation, and it really is urgent.
Is there any conversation that is happening that gives you hope that these research dollars will actually come through at some point?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest concern, that we still don't have formal written communication that these grants are even frozen. We don't have any, you know, list of things about how we might restore this funding. I will say that Northwestern University leadership and their board are incredibly supportive of research. And to date, they have been keeping the lights on. They've been keeping these trials going. They've been sending, you know, paying for these clinical trials and all the other research at about a burn rate of about $10 million a week. And of course, that's not sustainable.
Right.
So it's you know, really, really tough. And I appreciate you bringing me on because raising awareness, and you're right, it is happening also at other universities. But here, you know, home in Chicago, which we all love, you know, it's really hit Northwestern very hard.
There's so many concerns on so many levels about this. And I know you're in a time crunch. And I just hope that we can get you back on at some point to have a longer conversation to help people understand that maybe they could have a role in getting the ball rolling, so to speak, because something has to be done. I think that we all benefit from your research and research in this country, which has been the best. We're the leader, right?
We are. We are, which is really hard to understand. You know, the U.S. is a powerhouse of research that has really advanced so many things in human health and so many drugs. So I really appreciate it. We do need all the help we can get. We are all patients and caregivers at one point in our life, and research is fundamental for us to, you know, advance new cures, new treatments, improve the lives of not only those living in Chicago, but, you know, across the U.S. and the globe.
So call your congresspeople, right? I mean, start with your representatives.
Yes.
Do whatever you can to make your voice heard, to amplify what is happening and get a resolution. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time.
Terrific. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
That's Dr. Susan Quagan. She is the chair of Department of Medicine at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine.